I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and helping people every Monday. We are we change up the format a little bit, and we are called Helping People instead of just only Chico Now. And the differences are Tuesday through Friday hosts interview local folks in our area about events that are coming up, but on Mondays we switch it up a little bit. Kind of take the gloom out of your Monday and give you some tips, advice, skills on improving your relationship with others around you. So whether that's working on your own anxiety or depression or communication in your relationships or your expectations, we are helping people help the people around them. And today's topic is step parenting. Oh, before I get started, I should give you all of my credentials because that is what I'm supposed to do. My name is Jessica Wilkerson and I'm your host, but I'm also a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me, Joe Taylor, or any of the other folks over at Chico Creek Counseling, you can go to our website at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Also, while I'm talking about psychotherapy-related topics, this should not be confused as a substitute for therapy. It's a 30-minute show with commercial breaks, and therapy takes a really long time. It's an hour per session, and it usually goes on for depending on how long you need it, but more than a 30-minute episode. All right, those are all of the legal requirements on why you are listening here. And the topic is step-parenting, and I thought I'd give you some tips for the biological parent, and maybe in a future episode we'll do tips for the step-parent. And I chose this topic for this week for several reasons. One, I have several kids on my caseload that are going through a step-parent issue. Either their parents are starting to get the process of marrying their significant other, they've recently married and everybody is trying to transition, or they've been in that situation for a while, but there's some roles that are changing and it's causing kind of some upheaval in the family dynamics. And I have these kids and they're sitting across from me. When they're teenagers, they kind of talk. When they're little guys, we play, and they talk while they play. And a lot of them say things like, oh, it's just not the same anymore, or, well, I like my step-parent, but I don't really think that they love me, or they just love my mom, and they're just kind of hanging out with me because they have to. And it just kind of hurts my heart to hear that they're feeling that way. And so I thought, well, I am not a step-parent. I am a biological mother who remarried. And I went home not that long ago and I was talking to my husband about what it's like for him to be a step-parent and what it was like when we were combining our households and when we got married, and just kind of what he thinks helped and what he thinks that was missing that I could have done better or differently. And it just kind of turned into a blog post, which is Vlogs aren't supposed to be very long, so it's longer than what it's supposed to be, but shorter than what I had to say. And you can find that at the ChicoCreekCounseling.com website. But I thought I'd talk about it a little bit today on the air with you guys so that maybe it would give you a tip here and there, something to help with your family lives. Because when you met your significant other, you cared about them. When you guys all started visiting together and then you introduced them to the kids, they must have gotten along pretty well, right? When you had the wedding and the marriage started, everybody was so excited and had these expectations, and you were no longer going to be a single parent anymore or co-parenting with just the significant other, your former significant other, the child's parent. Now you're going to be a team, and you guys are kind of on the same page, and everybody liked each other. But now a little bit of time has passed. Everybody's, the novelty is worn off, and there's been some discord. And that is really, really normal. And that's normal on several fronts. But it's time for a commercial break. So do you want to know why it's normal on several fronts? And what to do with that? Listen to these commercials and stay tuned, because I will be right back. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number 69783 with the Board of Behavioral Sciences of California, and I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And we were just talking about step-parenting and how normal it is when everything just kind of starts degrading. All of those expectations that you had and hopes and dreams and excitement about the new family unit, and everybody seemed to get along when you guys were just dating. And now suddenly it is not the same. And why did everyone get along when you were dating and they're not getting along now? What's up with that? You think that you made a really good decision in your partner. You love them. They love you. But there's just something off. And I was telling you that that's normal. And it's normal on several fronts. One, when the kids and you were a family unit and you guys lived in the house and your significant other had their own home, you were the end-all, be-all, say-all of the decision-making. Can I go to Johnny's house tonight? Can Susan come over for dinner? Can we go to the lake this weekend? Can, whatever it is, can I do? Can I take an extra sport in addition to whatever I'm already doing? Can I stay up late tonight and do my homework so that I can hang out with you guys and watch this TV show that's not over till 10? Whatever. Can we have enchiladas for dinner tonight? The big and the little decisions. They just had to come and ask you, and you said yes or no. And now suddenly you need to consult with the significant other, with your new spouse. Suddenly, they can't just ask you and you give them an answer. They have to wait for you to have a discussion with so-and-so. And that's frustrating. Secondly, they can't just ask so-and-so because he has to consult with you too.
So there's a whole level of authority that has changed that's really confusing because you're still their parent and you still have the end all say so, and they know it and you know it and the significant other knows it, and there's this kind of unspoken under the radar thing. And when it's too strongly put it on the new significant other's plate, the kids resent that. That my parent gave up all of their authority. My parent no longer has authority. And they have resentment over that because you have always had all of the authority their whole entire lives. So there's some resentment there. And then sometimes people don't know what the roles are. The new significant other thinks, oh, I'm going to pick up where the other person is weak. They're horrible at following through on consequences. So I'm going to be the authoritarian. I'll be the bad guy. Or the new significant other thinks, oh, I need to overcompensate. The kids really love their other parent, the other same gender as me parent. I need them to love me almost as much. And that one is a fun one, so I need to be a fun one. Or that one is a disciplinarian, so I need to be the disciplinarian. And so they're either trying to be the fun parent or they're trying to pick up where you have a hard time. And so that creates, they're trying to create equilibrium in their own special way. But instead, it creates more confusion because they're still not being true to who they are. You are not able to be true to who you are. And it's all, everyone's just on a different kind of plane of existence that is confusing. When you guys were just dating, they knew their role. They were just your boyfriend or girlfriend. You had the ultimate authority. And now they feel this expectation that they should have more authority. And a desire to have more authority because they've been witnessing your parenting for a while. They think they know your style and they know where it could be improved. And so they have good intentions, but they want to help improve that. And so sitting down together with your significant other and saying, what is it that you've noticed over the years? What do I do well as a parent? And what do you think I could improve upon? Never say, what do I do poorly? That's just setting yourself up for an argument, right? What could I improve upon? So you start out with, what do I do well? Well, now your significant other is telling you how great you are. How great you are at picking out the meals for the kids. You know that this kid hates cauliflower and this kid hates broccoli and this kid hates carrots. And so you're able to find meals where everybody can kind of, at least if they're not enjoying it, they are participating in it. And they're saying, oh, I love how you're able to be so creative with dinners. Oh, I love how you're able to give the kids your undivided attention when they need it. And they're telling you all the wonderful things. And then they say, well, here's some things I think you could improve upon. I think that you let the kids off on their consequences a little sooner than they should be. And I would really like to see how I can support you in that. So they need to support you rather than take over that role. And that's very important. Instead of taking over a role that's going to cause resentment with the kids, they support you at strengthening what it is that you need to improve upon. Okay, we're going to a commercial break and we have one more segment after this. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Growing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson. marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling. Joe's a licensed marriage and family therapist, and just want to remind you that this is a show with advice and insight, but not a substitute for therapy. If you need therapy, please go on the internet and find somebody local who can help you deeper. Okay, so we were talking about tips for the biological parent when you're in a step-parenting situation. And so now we were talking about how you and your significant other or spouse should be communicating what it is they've witnessed that you did well and what it is that they witnessed that they think that you could improve upon and how can they support you in that rather than taking that role on themselves, because that's just not fair and that's not a partnership, right? And the kids will resent that and that will cause a deeper wedge. So how can they support you? It's a really big deal. But let's also work on the kids, right? That's what we're really here for. I have been working in the field of psychotherapy since 2009, and we are in 2015 right now. We're going to wrap it up here pretty soon, right? So it's not like my first rodeo, and I do see a lot of kids in my practice. And a lot of things that they feel is they feel displaced when the new roles come in and the new expectations and the new relationships, etc. And you have no idea how many kids I hear tell me that they are not allowed to do things with their biological parent. So let's say mom has two kids, dad has two kids, and now they're doing a Brady Bunch situation where they're all living together. And one parent will say, "We do everything as a family. We're not allowed to separate. We're not allowed to put the kids apart. Biological parent doesn't like favor their own kids. Everything has to be done together as a family." But I want to challenge that, because you're not favoring your own children over your spouse's children just because you're spending time with the people that you created and that you brought into this world. In fact, by nurturing those relationships, you're nurturing the whole relationship. So whether or not we've got the Brady Bunch situation, or it's you are the parent, the biological parent, and the other person didn't have any children, that doesn't matter. The person who had the children, who birthed them, who sired them, who was a contributing factor of their origin into this world, it is very important that they continue to nurture those one-on-one relationships, because that's when the children feel displaced. That's when they feel less important than the significant other, because now they had their mom or their dad all to themselves. All of those years, they were the apple of your eye. They were your priority. And now they are not, or that is how they're interpreting it. That might not be true. We know that's probably not true, right? But they're children, and they don't think of things in the way an adult thinks of things. They know, I was the apple of the eye, and now I am not the apple of the eye. And so therefore, that means I am not as important as I used to be. I am not as loved as I used to be, etc. Because they interpret things differently. Their reasoning skills are not the same as an adult's reasoning skills. And we have to acknowledge that and understand that. And no matter how much we try to intellectualize with them, know that they aren't going to understand it in their hearts. And so we nurture that. It doesn't have to be all the time. Once a week, once every 2 weeks. I do it once every 2 weeks. I take my son out to breakfast. It could be anything. You have a couple of kids. You take your kids to mini golf, and he takes his kids, or she takes her kids, to frisbee golf. And the two parents spend time with their own kids. And then they maybe do that for an hour, just have 1 hour together, and then combine the outing. And now it's a big family outing. But the kids got to have that need met. The need that I am still important to my parent. I am still the apple of his eye. Even though there's all these other people here and he loves them also, I'm still his numero uno, the baby that he created. And it's not favoring. It's not showing favoritism at all. It's just spending time with the people that you brought into this world and nurturing that relationship. And then they are open. They can let themselves relax and they can let themselves trust. They can trust the new family relationships, the new family dynamics, because they got that need met. So I just want to put that out there for you. Meet those needs. Anyways, we could do probably like 20 episodes on this. My blog has so many more tips. I thought I'd be able to talk about all of them. I knew I wouldn't, but I thought maybe I could. Have a wonderful week.